Thank you. fantastic, and just a taste of what is to come. Merry Christmas, Christ Chapel. And so glad to be with you. I know you're glad to be in here because the weather outside is frightful. But in here, it's so delightful. And since you have no place to go, what I'm going to request is that you move to the middle, please. There are some folks that would love a place to worship alongside you. If there's any space toward the center of the church, if you would just move to the center of the church, that would be a great early Christmas gift that you could give to those that would love to come in and worship with you. Thank you for making those adjustments and accommodations. We are so glad that you are here to worship with us. If you are guests with us and you don't have a church home, we would love to be a church that walks alongside you to help you grow in your walk with Jesus, and we'd like to connect with you. The best way to begin that kind of formal connection is to fill out that connect card. It's in the seat back right in front of you. It's orange. It says connect. Just fill out as much information as you feel comfortable with. Drop it in that white box on your way out, and we'll get connected with you. Also, anyone, there's a place for us to be able to pray for you. There's a card that's blue that says prayer. Fill out as much information on that as you feel comfortable with. We would love to come alongside you and be praying for you this week as staff and leadership. Just fill that out. Drop that in the white box as well on your way out. And I promise you that we will be praying for you amidst all the things that can be heavy and burdensome and on our heavy on our hearts and minds during the holiday season. We would love to be able to come alongside you and pray. But this is a worship service, certainly a different type of worship service. You will not have to listen to me preach. No, I was going to say, don't say amen, all right? Amen, brother, preach it. No, but this is a great way that will minister to your heart. But because it is a worship service, we want to give those in the Christ Chapel family an opportunity to give as unto the Lord. If you'd like to give to kingdom causes, you can do that by texting the code on the screen. You can give online. That's how Jen and I give. Or you can give by, if you brought a physical gift, drop that in that white box on your way out. If you're a guest, we don't expect that you give anything to us today. We hope that this is a ministry and a gift to you that you would receive with great gladness. Also, if you're a part of the Christ Chapel family, just want to mention and highlight one of the things that we've been talking about is our end of year initiatives. And we've talked about that initiative, making room for those in need. This envelope is in that seat back in front of you too. And it's based on the Christmas story, really. If you remember, Mary and Joseph come into Bethlehem. And if you remember, the innkeeper says, there is no room in the inn. And I always think, man, that dude missed out. What a great opportunity he had to make room for someone in need. And we don't want to miss out on that opportunity. And so we want to invite you to consider how God might have you play a part in making room for those in need. You can see those initiatives on there. One of the ones I wanted to highlight this particular Sunday is the making room for need for those in our community. We have 5 residential lots here at the Fort Worth campus that we want to create housing for missionaries and ministry, missionaries who are on furlough so that they can come back, they can rest, they can reflect, they can take care of some of the needs that they have for their own family before they're deployed back onto the field. We also have some leadership residents that we want to create some housing for that are pursuing full-time ministry so that we can house them here, give them boots on the ground training here in the local church so that we can launch them into full-time ministry so that ultimately the kingdom wins. So again, all that we ask that you do if you're a part of the Christ Chapel family is take that home and pray, ask God how you might participate, and then obey. It's no different than anything that else that we would like for you to do as far as obedience to Christ. Pray and obey in all areas of your life. So if you would like to do that, you can grab that envelope, take that home, and just pray. But as I said, this is a worship service that I know is going to minister to your heart. Because it's a worship service, one of our core values of our worship services is that they would be participative, that you would be able to participate. And so certainly, there are going to be songs that are going to be familiar to you. You are welcome to sing along. But I also know that there is going to be at least one song that you're not going to know because it is not in English. And so, but it's fantastic. And that doesn't mean that you cannot worship. The lyrics are as unto the Lord. And we really want your heart to be engaged during this next hour. It reminded me of what Paul said to the church in Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. He says, address one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. But then he goes on and says, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. May this be a connection between the Lord's heart and yours. That's what I'm going to pray for. So would you bow with me, please? God, we want to respond to the great gift that Jesus is to us. We thank you for giving him freely and all of the gifts that come through him, the peace with you, the reconciliation, the joy, the hope, all of those things that everyone wishes for that all can be found in your Son. Lord, may this time be a time that we can connect with you amidst all the chaos, amidst all of the headlines, amidst all of the heaviness, amidst all of the turmoil that's going on in our world. Lord God, would you keep those at bay? Just for a few sacred minutes so that we can connect with you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Well, as Cody mentioned, we're going to do something a little bit different and celebrate similarly to our brothers and sisters across the world. We're going to sing something in Yoruban, which is an African language, and it is called Betelehemu. What do you think that means? You speak Yoruban. This is wonderful. We're going to work out. This is going to work out great. Well, we are so excited to do this. The song answers the question, where is the Christ to be born? And the answer is in Bethlehem. This is Betelehemu.
Betelehemu, 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 Betelehemu.
Thank you.
I knew that practice they had this morning would help. They did a fantastic job. They did a wonderful, wonderful job. And let me just quickly tell you why they did all this hard work. I mean, they learned Yerubin, but they did it because Jesus has profoundly changed their life. And they want you, they want him to get the glory, and they want you to continue to worship him with us. Certainly come back next Sunday. We'd love to have you. But also join us on Christmas Eve. The only thing that we'd ask that you do if you're going to join us on Christmas Eve is RSVP. Let us know which service you, your family, your friends, your guests are coming to, which service you're coming to, so that you can have a parking place and a place to sit. So we would love to give those to you on Christmas Eve, but please help us out. Way you can do that is grab one of these cards. They're at all the exits on your way out. On the back is a QR code. Scan that QR code. Just let us know which service you're going to be coming to. And then after you RSVP, which service you're coming to, give this card to someone else. Invite them to come to Christmas Eve with you, you know, friend, neighbor, coworker, etc. We'd love for all of you to join us on Christmas Eve, but we want everyone to have a great worship experience. So are you ready for Christmas now? I hope you're ready. Yeah, we didn't knock a whole lot of things off your list, I'm sure, but hopefully we prepared your heart. And so we want you to be prepared this Christmas season to worship him and him alone. So we love you, Christ Chapel. Merry Christmas. We'll see you again soon.